This is an audio description of Look Well After Yourself, an installation work by Sonia Bouet, made in 2024. The installation is made up of 100 perfectly round, smooth, colourful pom-poms. These are made from British wool and are approximately 7 centimetres in diameter. They are displayed towards the back of a small white room, which is approximately 6.5 metres wide and 8.5 metres long. As you face the pom-poms, the right wall slopes inwards, making the back wall shorter in width. Bouet has used 6 colours for her pom-poms: fresh green, zesty orange, dark royal blue, marine turquoise, deep magenta, and a joyous bright pink. There are 17 green, orange, magenta and bright pink pom-poms and 16 blue and turquoise pom-poms. They are all placed atop slim silver steel poles, which are 0.6 centimetres wide and range between 80 centimetres and 140 centimetres in height. They have a solid steel round base, which is just under 9 centimetres wide. The pom-poms sit on a dish attached to the structures, which are 5 centimetres wide. They are displayed towards the back of the room, with most of the taller structures at the back and most of the smaller ones at the front. The heights vary in the centre of the display. From the visitor's experience, they appear to cascade towards the left and into the centre of the room. Bright white lights illuminate the pom-poms, making them appear velvet-like and luxurious. The closest structure to the entry point of the room is of the shortest height and has an orange pom-pom on top. It is just over 1 metre away from the pom-pom behind it, which is the largest gap between any of the steel structures. It appears as though it has been separated from the rest of the group. On the right wall towards the bottom right corner of the room, away from the pom-poms, are 3 small photographs in white frames. The frames are 53 centimetres wide and 40 centimetres long, and the photographs are 16.5 centimetres wide and 11 centimetres long. White card fills the space between the photograph and the frame. The first photograph on the left shows the artist Sonia Bouet stood facing away from the camera. She has curly brown hair that falls to the bottom of her neck. She is wearing pale pink glasses and a long-sleeved black jumper. She is stood outside facing a bush of ivy and other green plants. Her hands are placed on her hips so that her arms bend at the elbow. She has angled her arms backwards so that her chest is slightly pushed outwards. The next 2 photographs are black and white. They show a man stood facing a group of 20 boys and young men outdoors. They are stood in pairs in 2 rows. Behind the children is a wire fence, trees, a hay bale and a large tent. The man is doing the same pose as Sonia is doing. He is wearing trousers and a jumper with a collar and dark stitching around the waist. The boys are wearing shorts or trousers and collared shirts. They are mimicking the man's posture. A couple of the boys are smiling, but most have a serious, concentrated expression. The final photograph shows the same man and young boys, but with their arms stretched upwards and legs apart. A couple of the boys at the back have their arms stretched out in front of them, as though they are about to reach upwards. "Look well after yourself" is a phrase that Sonia's father would say to her every time they parted. The man in the photographs is Bouet's father. He was a political exile during the Spanish Civil War. His first job after he came to England was to care for some of the 4,000 Basque refugee children who came to Southampton in 1937 as a consequence of the Spanish Civil War. Sonia is interested in what is called post-memory, whereby her father's memories of the war are passed down to her, as though she has experienced them herself. Although her father passed away in 1989, she feels as though she is still having a conversation with him. Between his writing, that she discovered after his passing, and her artistic practice. The artist chose to display 100 pom-poms to represent the 100 children who were sent to be cared for in Keighley, Yorkshire, after they arrived in Southampton. The wool that Bouet used was donated by the West Yorkshire Spinners, who were based in Keighley. Bouet wanted the structures to be at different heights, to look like the children's different ages. The orange pom-pom, closest to the visitor, represents the youngest child, who was 4. Bouet and her artistic collaborator, Ashok Mistry, chose a bright colour palette to bring the university archives, in which they spent a long time researching, to life. They also did not want to use colours that represented or referred to either of the political flags from the Civil War.